Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Good ones, and welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Ka.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are really feeling the presence, aren't you? This is one of those divine, exquisite appointments. So thank you for being here. And for all of you, wherever you are joining in on this appointment today, whether it's over at BBS Radio, where we adore joining you every week, namaste and hello. That's bbsradio.com. Of course, over at onenesstalkradio.com as well. Over at onenesstalkradio.com, along with audio, you can also watch us and you can also chat if you like. Also, a big hello out to all the affiliates that are carrying the show today, including iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for carrying this show. And of course, let's talk about YouTube, Sri. Where else? I know we're broadcasting in other places today.
You can find us at Official Sri and Kira at the YouTube channel there. And of course, at Facebook as well. So pick your video location
Woo-hoo!
And be part of the family.
Yeah. Now at Facebook, though, it's the Oneness Talk Radio, right?
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
All
yes,
right. It is. So, hey, also, I see that the phone lines are jamming. Get in there. 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. You do get to listen to the show while you're on hold. And just so that we can help everybody hear you, when we call you, turn down your radio when you say hello.
Whatever you're using to listen
with,
turn that down.
That way you'll hear us better and we'll hear you better. All right. Well, Sri, you know, I want to dive right into this receive and see, this Leela of a new illumination. It's Diwali. Do you feel the excitement? Do you feel the illumination? You know, there is this.
If not, light a candle.
Woo! Yeah. And if not, now when, right? I mean, seriously, I really am. You've got to just really appreciate the blessing of, I'm going to use the word, of the coincidence of the timing of the start of Diwali this year with where we are at in the August energy, the transition into this November energy, and what's happening right now, this moment of being able to receive, to open up what is being offered to you, really pay attention so that you can see that which has not been seen before.
Well, to see that which has not been seen before opens mystical gateways.
You Big know, ones!
You know, and it also begs the question, if you haven't been seeing it before, then now is the time to see it.
Right,
you know,
right.
There's one of those, it's just like a Japanese cone, a Zen cone, that we are ready when we're ready. We're ripe when we're ripe.
Yeah.
And it's not for anyone to judge our speed or our progress. It is important, however, to continue to express your willingness to break through, your willingness to surrender, your willingness to see beyond. And in that willingness, that which is appropriate will be seen.
You know, I lost my breath as you said that. And I know a lot of you did too, because I was connecting with you. So let's all really just breathe for a moment, because this is why Sri and I have this, if you're watching us live, this kind of beautiful blue spiral, this infinite energy, this point of stillness, this recognition also of the lotus of expansion. Because what's happening right now is that this entire month has been about what? It has been what? The full circle return. And it has been a recognition of a 19-year cycle. It has been also a month with the overarching energy of experience. So, of course, the words like intense have been coming forward and many other adjectives about the October journey. Well, this final transitory week of October is really a crown jewel moment, and many things are converging. And on October 31, next Thursday, and Sri and I will be together live on Soul Mirrors. I really encourage you, make a note, 5 p.m. Pacific time live. Join us, Oneness Talk Radio and TFRLive.com for Soul Mirrors, because when that Mercury energy locks in for this retrograde, It will be the ride of your life in November. And we're going to be talking all about this all next weekend with all of the November revelations, all of the energies that are coming forward. And I don't want to say too much about it because this week is about saying yes. I mean, really saying yes to your divine empowerment. And when you do that, I think what happens for many, Sri, is that that small voice we were talking about yesterday, you know, that self-inquiry voice that can actually lead you in one direction or the other, comes forward and tries to dramatize. And you feel like you're going through, how many of you have felt like you're going through that valley of the shadow of the death, or you're going through that moment of, you know, haven't I resolved this? Haven't I been here before? Mm-hmm. Why am I still holding this? Well, that's what, that is the conversation of this moment. That is the conversation of this week, that to walk through that valley of the shadow of death is to recognize that you will not fear any evil because you're in a moment right now to let go of fear and the perception of evil. That also is the mask that creates the perception as reality. And so it's an extremely important moment for humanity. And this is why we're not talking about November yet. We got to do this week, guys.
And so the valley of the shadow of death is such a rich phrase.
Yeah, and that's true.
And it reminds me a bit of, you know, the phrase dark night of the soul, which has a similar quality. However, when we are growing through our evolutionary process, there are moments when we are letting go of one paradigm, one set of beliefs, one identity, and we haven't quite brought in the next one. And in that moment, you could say you're definitely in the valley of the shadow of death, because that's the moment of uncertainty, that which is not yet present to be seen. And yet, in the trust of your own divine nature, I will fear no evil. In the trust of your own divine nature, you will move right through that phase. Everything that we have seen in our journey has many, many cycles, with many, many times of visiting and revisiting, and many, many times to be able to practice saying, yes, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me.
Breathe that in. You know, really, really, really breathe that in. And one of the things that I think is important to remember, and we just put up a slide if you're watching us, and if not, we're just going to share it with you. But this energy right here, the Divine Director shared with Sri and I during lots of the Divine Director expansions, that the mantra of self-ascension in this moment would open a higher level of expanded presence, and that in the opening of that higher level of expanded presence, I am here would be the invitation to open your mind. So this graphic invites us to remember that when we open our mind, we are immediately available. It is the ultimate I am. To claim I am here is a bold, courageous moment, because it leads right to the next experience, which is to expand your vision. So we go back to the mantra of self-ascension. I am here. Open your mind. I am ready. Expand your vision. It's impossible to be ready if you are linearly focused. And that's okay, because it's what you're ready to. Are you ready to ascend, or are you ready to dive into yet again the experience of this extraordinary co-creative moment? Either way is okay, because the way you handle that brings you to the I am open moment, which is when the heart ignites. Ignite your heart. I am here. Open your mind. I am ready. Expand your vision. I am open. Ignite your heart. This is the anchoring. And yesterday, Sri and I talked about this extensively on our other shows. So please, 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 if you did not connect with Explore the Mysteries yesterday, go watch it in the archives. When we ignite our heart, our ascended presence begins to unfold. Our divine galactic blueprint comes forward. And the guide me is what heals the world.
Well, take a breath and let that kind of wash through your own truth filter, and realize that as we connect with these mantras and these perceptions that are actually discernments,
right,
we clear the fog.
Yeah, and not only do we clear the fog, but again, if you're watching us, I'm just going to kind of move away
Yogi
so you can look at our
portal.
Background. Exactly. To navigate the shadow, to navigate the dark night of the soul, to navigate that which is trying to stop you. And Sri and I right now are really riding out what are going to be the ascension symptoms for next year. And I will tell you, we are not going to release them until we finish riding the wave we're on right now. But what I can share with you is that when everything is being thrown at you at any level, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension, it doesn't matter. What matters is this, mm-hmm. the recognition that you are continually, and I do want to put up this other graphic, you are continually right now practicing how to touch in and out of the ninth dimension while recognizing that you have already started fully navigating the seventh dimension, thereby accepting yourself in the fifth dimension. And that is the energy of compassion that heals the world. When we become the witnesser of that third dimensional witness. And so again, many of you have probably been receiving lots of information or watching other beings that are teaching you how to become a witness. Awesome, because that's how you begin. And the minute you become the witness, then you are invited through the relaxation of compassionate energy toward yourself, toward loving yourself enough that you will effortlessly lift up into this fifth dimensional witnesser experience. And this is the moment that we are collectively in right now. And this is why it is such an extraordinary blessing to be here together this yes. way. It's just extraordinary.
So, beloved ones, take a breath.
Okay.
Yeah. And as we take a breath, we're not just breathing, mm-mm. we're being. Breath is your gateway to amplified beingness.
Mm.
I'm going to say it again. Let in the intention.
Okay.
Breath is your gateway to amplified beingness. That which is amplified is an energy that is joined with consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what brings that alchemical amplification. So as we bring a hand to our hearts, bringing our attention to our heart center, and we take a conscious breath, let it out with a little sigh.
Mm.
Every time you do that, you are reaffirming your central core. You're reaffirming your essential essence, and you are strengthening your ability to walk without fear.
Now, I want to jump in right now and share, because this is so important, Sri, what you're sharing, that I have been getting lots of emails. Sri and I have been getting lots of emails from people saying, hey, what happened with the 5G for the throat and the head? Well, we're happy to say that they are being all, remember, these are all handcrafted, but everything is now at our beloved, amazing Aura Energy Shield headquarters in the United States, headed up by beautiful Christina Jobe. And her beloved Ben. So we're very excited about this cooperative of women that are really holding hands across the continents to bring this energy forward. And if you want to pre-order before the actual website goes live, go to malasforascension.com. Right on the homepage in the featured products, you will see the Makanas and the hats, and get in there, talk to us, let us know you're interested. We have pajama bottoms coming soon. We have tank tops coming, little ball caps, beanies, lots of beautiful products coming that work for every child and every adult who wants to be a child. They're all there. but the Makanas, oh my gosh. Remember that we send them to you as a whole loop, and then you can cut for tassels. I wear mine as a loop because I can wear it all the way around my head.
She
and
makes
I
a
can,
figure eight.
I really do. It's so beautiful. And I'll try to make a little thing and show it to you, but go check it out, because Sri, this is in order to hold this energy right now. You're doing a lot of things right already. Number one, you're connecting with shows like this, shows that offer you the divine positive recognition that you are able to not only navigate what density is trying to co-create as real, you are able to, and again, it's this weekend, break through evil, the perception of evil, into the opportunity and the recognition that if all perception is reality, then it's time to expand, right? And this is why Sri and I are really starting to talk about this directive from the divine directors. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me is also open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, heal the world. You know, right now we are at a moment. It is a really extraordinarily unique moment because it is a moment of collective courage. Yeah. And we started talking about this yesterday where Sri and I are going to hold our hands together and then we're going to grab your hand. And you're going to grab your tribe's hand, and your tribe is going to grab another tribe, and another tribe, and another tribe. And we're going into this together. And none of us are breaking the chain. We are not going to let go. We're here, no matter what they throw at us. And right now, they are throwing so much that this is the only way, and I forgive me for saying it as an absolute, but when we can let go of our ego and come together in collective consciousness of upliftment as mentor, mentoree, as one, as a group of unified love and presence in the recognition that competition kills, right? Yogananda, my beloved divine Yogananda, one of my first true gurus, you know, I just loved when Yogananda said, all competition and comparison kills.
Yes.
And yes. So just remember that, you know, a lift, 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 and pay attention. Together we are better. And this is a moment of collective courage. The courage you need to muster in this moment is just enough to grab our hand. And we've got ours right up here because we've stood up and said, you know what? They have thrown everything at us, right? And so whatever's being thrown at you, whatever the illusion is trying to show you is real right now, is only the fear, right? When we walk through the valley of death, we will fear no evil because we recognize that fear is an illusion and that there is only a perception of evil that can be transcended when we love ourselves enough to anchor in the fifth dimension with compassion that empowers us to hold the gateway open for others. Mm. And that's the moment we're in. And that's, again, why this is here. And also why you might not be able to see the DNA that's wrapped around this. Everyone who's saying yes, and that's why Sri and I are trying to get it out there, go say yes, you know, if you want. But everyone who's saying yes, your DNA is literally responding.
Yes.
You're watching Sri and I transform right in front of you by New Year's Eve when we do our worldwide broadcast, and we're going to start letting you know how you can get that. And this year, there will be no limitations. You will see Sri and I in a way you have not ever seen us before. And so our goal is to be absolutely, absolutely letting you in real time see the radical authenticity of what we're doing. Because mentors, those of you out there, it's time for you to stand up and be radically authentic. We owe it to ourselves, to each other, this beautiful planet. What are you doing with your hand? Is it holding the hand of another so that another can hold yours? Or is it too busy focused in the dirt? It's time to hold each other's hand and create from our divine mastery, don't you think? I mean, I do. I'm kind of going there right
Absolutely.
Now. And you can tell I'm really jazzed about it.
You know, and one of the things that I want to share with you
that
may help as you walk through the Kali Yuga, because mm-hmm. there's so much distortion, mm-hmm. is remember, we months, years ago, we introduced the picture of your ego is like a two-year-old or a four-year-old. And it wants to drive the car. And you know it's not safe to drive, let the little one drive the car.
So yes, it is. So, and I got a horn, too.
So we put the ego in the car seat, let it come along, but the soul leads. The soul drives the car.
Always.
Well, consider for a moment all of the chaos, the delusion, and the stuff in the outer world.
Oh, yeah.
It's all ego-based reality. What happens when you give an ego big words? It sounds pretty convincing. What happens when you give an ego technology? Oh, it can express its emotional power over others. So these ego states are becoming so dominant in the outer world because the people are asleep to the truth that they too are an eternal soul having a human experience.
Well, you know, I got to jump in and say, talk about eternal souls having a human experience. I am loving the chat over at OneNessTalkRadio.com. You guys are amazing. And thank you so much. I just, my heart is just like wrapped around all of you. And I know over at YouTube, there's another robust chat going on. Thank you guys for the blessing of supporting each other with community. Like I was mentioning earlier, like Sri and I were sharing, this is one of the things you're already doing right. You're connecting with communities that are reaffirming the truth of who you are, because guys, we are getting harder and harder to find no matter what we do. If this show moves you, if the work that Sri and I offer in the world you think has a place, please help other people find us. This is going to have to be an organic, we collectively want to get the work out there kind of growth. And we're asking you if you know, can you help us that way? Because together we are better. And I'm looking over here and very fascinating. Let me go up. We've got a couple people asking some great questions.
Okay.
And okay. Hi, Sri and Kira. Talk about saying yes. Tomorrow I have a meeting that will possibly start the ball rolling for my life on an even further trajectory. Right on. Can you give me a soul reading around this meeting I will have tomorrow? Much love, Andrew. And then I love how he said, typing's not so easy. I had put that in here in the Oneness Talk Radio chat. I was trying to say to you guys, hey, look, the energy is so huge today. Right before we got on the air, I literally almost didn't make it in time because of all the other things that are happening. We have another ascended numerology tonight. It's a big day.
Yes.
So, Andrew, the one thing I want to point out to you is, and it's your guides who like highlighted it for me. I have a meeting tomorrow that will possibly start the ball rolling. And they're saying, pay attention to the energy that you are co-creating with. Are you co-creating with that which is uncertain, or are you co-creating with the passionate ascended presence that is already being cultivated? And there's like this engine that is the word. I love the word trajectory, right? Didn't I see that? Yeah. Trajectory is the word. But right now the cannon is loaded and doesn't know what direction. And so it's very important for you to get clear. Is this something you want or not? And if it is, get rid of the possibly and allow it to manifest and bring you to the next stage. So I think a lot of people are going through that right now. And guys, we are going to be getting to the phone line soon as well. But I wanted to also go through this. Here's guest 862. My physical body is feeling the strong energies.
Yep.
My legs ache. My mind is tired. But I had a dream of a huge wave and it felt good though. Change is now. And then a little later on sharing too that the biggest lesson that could relate to the ego, simplified it so much. And so, you know, whenever we get hit by a wave, we know that we are being invited to pay attention. And if we know the wave is coming, you want to have some fun. You want to ride with it. You want to surf it.
Well, you know whether to hold your breath or dive under,
right.
Or what you're doing.
Or row out and meet it. Right? Why wait? If you know the wave is coming. Exactly. Remember that with the ability to shift timelines, to shift into parallel dimensions and to move things. The one thing I will share with you, though, that Sri and I are, and we're not going to talk about it a lot yet because we're still working with this. When you totally shift based upon, and this goes back a few months ago when we were talking about how easy it was to slide through the dimensions and the timelines and to how to slide into the one that works with you. When you do that, if your heart carries divine sincerity, love, and presence, and you anchor in the newest, in that new timeline, after the anchorship, just like in any other timeline, yes, what you were looking for and found is there. But the rest of it will start unfolding and unpacking as well. This is not to be seen as any form of you didn't make it to the correct timeline. That's actually the moment when you need to sit back and remind yourself, what was my sincerest desire when the timeline slid? Not what my mind thought it was, not what I think it was, going deep, deep, deep into the soul and really seeing what the soul was calling forward in that moment and the intention that this overlay carried with it, because that also affects where you wind up. And this is a beautiful experience Sri and I are going through right now, and we really want to be unpacking it properly before we talk about it more. However, it does tie into this Valley of the Shadow of Death energy right now. November is a choice month. Remember that. The overarching energy is choice. And starting next Thursday night, Sri and I are going to talk about all the other aspects of November, which are huge. It is a month that says stand up and take notice. And everyone will be. And so when I look back over here at change, and and I love this. Another person said here, switch the evil. This is guest 128. Switch the evil around and live and witness the live show of yourself and everything around you. Well put. Love it. And okay, here's another one. Can you say something about the decalcification of the pineal gland and if it have a correlation with the third eye? I've had tension in the third eye and I can feel a sort of pain further in my head. Well, before we say anything else, I want to share with you that I think a lot of people are feeling that, which is why I brought the cosmic opener for today's show. So if any of you are having any kind of head congestions or whatever, especially around any of these issues, we are addressing that today. And even as I share that right now, Sri, I feel okay. Wow. Now somebody just tried to throw a pin at me. Who are you? So we're just going to get that pin gone. Interesting. Thank you. Remember that nothing will ever penetrate. Nothing will ever penetrate. So we're going to be doing this in the second half of the show.
Okay.
Because we wanted to bring in some of our callers before we got there. So that was the first thing I wanted to share. Second thing I wanted to share is your star consciousness I'm seeing is needing greater attention as well. And remember, over at YouTube, we do have a video on how to open your star consciousness. So please, please connect with that. Sri, anything you want to share around that?
Absolutely. I think it's important that each of us recognize that oftentimes our minds don't know what's going on. So consider this for a second. You may not have the quote education, you may not have the quote direct experience to be able to fully wrap around the words that are being shared, yet something resonates for you. Your heart may recognize the truth of what's being shared. Your heart may recognize the opening that is in front of you. It's important that we also use this time to cultivate the language of the heart.
Yes.
Because in cultivating the language of the heart, we are moving into the energetics of beingness as opposed to the finite linearness of the word-based reality.
Wow.
And that finite linearness is a causal stream.
That.
It's a left, this connects to that, this connects to that. And this is the stream of density.
Yeah.
And it's okay to know how to work with it. However, where is your truth? And your truth is pre-verbal. Your truth is pre-mental. Your proof. Your truth.
He's just too cute.
Your truth is in that infinite space of present time that is before perception.
I love that.
And as it's anterior to that, we can continue to find that truth and amplify it by doing the very simple practice that we shared earlier.
Exactly.
Breathe and be. Breathe and be. And in that,
take a breath.
A meditative moment can be an infinite moment, and yet take but a second. That's what we're looking for. Those are the moments that will inform you and truly bring joy into your day to day.
I'm breathless. I'm feeling, you know, Sri, as you're sharing that. So let's have a minute of fun here. All right. Here's my minute of fun. A lot of you know one of my favorite quotes. I've said it on Soul Mirrors a couple times. And one of my favorite things is to read this quote and then just, you know, take a minute. And those of you that are chatting in the chat rooms, you might even throw in who you think said this quote. So here's the quote. Okay. So I want you to just, you know, just relax and hear it. You could even close your eyes if it's safe to do so. Bring a hand to your heart. So here's one of Kira Ra's favorite quotes, and I do have many. To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. So I want you to really breathe that in. And if you're in the chat or you feel like throwing a name in, and some of you already know, you know, because I've repeated this on several different shows, but you know, who is this? Who wrote this quote? Who is this? Who is the beautiful one that called this forward? Well, guys, believe it or not, this was Ralph Waldo Emerson. Believe it or not, Emerson. And it is one of my absolute favorite quotes because in many ways, Emerson, in his own way, was already channeling the yoga of self-ascension. He was saying that, you know, and this is what we started talking about yesterday, and I want to weave back into today as we look at that. Are we, you know, what are we transiting right now? What's trying to pull us off track? What's trying to put us in the shadow of the valley of death, right? What's really coming in front of us? And so as we do that right now, as we are moving forward right now, yesterday we asked you two questions. When did you start believing it was okay to be uncomfortable in your own skin? That you absolutely could not even be comfortable relaxing and being yourself. How long is that going to be okay? That's really the question. Mm-hmm. And then the other question was, has your spiritual inquiry or your self-inquiry re-triggered that density small voice that is trying to derail you? Or have you witnessed it derailing others? And to recognize that that is the call of the universe, to recognize that when we are facing the greatest depth of our soul, when we feel that we are spiraling, that's the moment the universe is tapping on your shoulder and saying, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Pay attention. And it is our ability to keep our eyes on the divine at all times that will absolutely, in every single way, open your mind, expand your vision, ignite your heart, and then we'll heal the world. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And Sri, I just really wanted to share that because, you know, I'm looking out the window here at Tosa Blue Mountain.
It's a warm, wonderful
day. And
it's
just so, you know, you guys can't hear it, but if I kid you not, there have been so many new hummingbirds this year. Yeah. We have new food growing everywhere. We're finding new flowers. It's like Tosa Blue Mountain is starting to give back. It's saying, I love you too. And so I'm just listening to the birds sing as I'm connecting with this extraordinary community and just felt very moved and humbled in this moment, guys.
Well, and we do want to share that Tosa Blue Mountain here in Ecuador, we're in a kind of a unique microclimate in the Andes Mountains where we touch so many things grow here. We touch different altitudes. We touch different temperatures, and we are so blessed that we have been called here and that we are custodians of this land and this what is now become an ascension campus, because there are so many portals and so much frequency that is above and beyond the quote ordinary.
You know, there really is. And we thought as a treat today, we were just going to take the next 60 seconds and share Tosa Blue Mountain with you. So we hope you enjoy this little slideshow.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for indulging us.
We hope you enjoyed that little glimpse of the beauty that's here, and there's so much more.
And the joy. There's just so much going on here, guys. And again, if you're a group leader and you teach your own classes, we would love to support you. We are also very excited that our official grand opening is New Year's Eve, although we've been receiving clients for 2 years now. Our brand new yoga studio will be completed for New Year's. So yoga teachers or people getting, if you're getting ready to film a new yoga video, come check out what will be the most breathtaking yoga experience you've ever had. And imagine doing yoga in this energy and your backdrop is the entire Andes Valley. It's just quite extraordinary.
Truly
so
wonderful.
Thank you for sharing our enthusiasm, and you can check out more at TosaBlueMountain.com. Now, Sheree, we got to get started. So I saw right up here, we were going to go to, I think, Florida. Is that where we were? Yeah, right here. There it is. It looks like Bradenton, Florida. Namaste, Bradenton. Welcome.
Oh, I'm so grateful to have gotten through. I'm just feeling so blessed to connect with both of you yet again. And I just want to take a moment and a pause and just really acknowledge my gratitude, not only for the both of you, but for this community. And how, you know, on a weekly basis, multiple times a week, that everyone's able to gather together and really just hold space. And there's such value in being seen and being heard. And I'm just, I can feel my heart beating, pulsing like crazy. But I really just wanted to express some gratitude. And it's fascinating because I hadn't really anticipated calling in or wasn't even sure I was going to be able to connect live with the show today, and everything lined up that it happened. Everything that you've touched on and shared in the show resonates so deeply, especially the valley. There's this more broader, expansive part of me that's aware of what's happening, yet there is still this very sort of human part of me that at times felt a little overwhelmed and perplexed. I'm right now, oddly enough, where I live, it's fall time, but I feel like it's spring. I definitely feel like this rebirthing. And yeah, any message that is coming through, I'm so grateful. Thank you both.
Well, Angel, I first just bow before your mastery and thank you for offering such a beautiful blessing and an opening for us to be with all of you today. I was sitting here feeling like I was just being blessed by your presence. And so thank you for that opening for all of us today here in this community that has come together to support each other. Now, Angel, as you were sharing, my hands gravitated. My right hand is right over my third chakra. And my left hand, you can probably see it if you're looking at it on camera, kind of right there over the high heart area. And they're like this on the body, so that you see how the thumbs are kind of like supporting, it's like holding each other. So that's how they're placed on the body. And what they're saying is that many have called in the resources without unifying them. And that if you were to breathe in right now, and they want you to, and they're saying that other people can learn this practice, and everyone is bowing before you for calling it forward on behalf of all of us. And they're saying that if you breathe in first to your heart chakra, so breathe in and push a little bit with that hand, and then exhale, push out the belly through that lower hand, then breathe in through the belly, pull in, pull in, pull in, and out through the heart. Relax, relax, relax. Switch the hands. And they're saying to do this a total of 4 times, and it will keep this energy integrating, clarify that which is confusing, ignite that which is already flourishing, and continue the journey with greater awareness. And so it is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. It's an honor.
Many blessings.
I am sincerely honored. Namaste. Wow, Sheree, I'm just like,
beautiful practice. Thank you for stimulating that forward for
absolutely
all of us.
And Sheree, we have calls. Let's see, we have people all over the world right now. Here, where are we going? Here is this,
looks like San Diego.
Hey San Diego, and are you okay? I'm hearing about all the fires in California, and I think there was even one down near San Diego. So hey, first let's check in San Diego.
Okay, no connection.
Okay. Huh? Hi.
All right.
All right. Well, we pray that you're okay. And I do want to take this moment to acknowledge that, you know, yes, we have an extraordinary situation happening in the United States again. And when I gaze at this energetically, and I know you, beloved ones, when you're gazing at this energetically, there's a lot of reasons why there is an active fire presence in the United States. And Sri and I are going to be in Varanasi very, very soon. We will be there. What day are we at? Is it this time next month? Yeah. Yeah, we will be in Varanasi. And I find it very profound that as Diwali ignites, I've been watching more and more video around Varanasi and talking there. And the way that our itinerary laid out is that we will be doing a very beautiful puja at the Kali Durga temple. And in this moment, as we are all lighting lamps, may we get clear that fire cannot ever truly destroy anything. Mm-hmm. All it does is assist it to move into a higher level of existence. And this is in the Lost Books of the Essene. And Sri and I are getting ready to release for the first time this as a full-blown book with all of the extra things that have come through over 17 years, which is why we withheld this material from this form of release until now. But if you were reading the raw material, which has been on our website, you're welcome to go read it again. One of the early things they talked about was not to lament that the original scrolls of ascended numerology, for example, which I'm currently teaching soul charting, were burned during the burning of the libraries of Alexandria, because not that type of knowledge can never be lost. It is only lost to that which will always eventually return to dust anyway, which is an earth-based density. And this is part of the invitation to lift above. And I think that right now, with what we're seeing around the planet, with all of the fire energy playing out in lots of different ways, that rather than celebrate death, perhaps it's time to, meaning celebrating the death of others at the expense of our own sense of safety. Perhaps it's a moment to find safety within ourselves so that everyone can feel free. Yeah. Just inviting that as an invitation, if it resonates or not. If it doesn't, you go, let it go.
You know, our earth is undergoing many, many changes and shifts, releasing of energies and bringing in new balances. There's also a role that Gaia plays to support the evolution of consciousness in the human occupants are walking on her and with her sometimes. So it's important to be able to let your heart guide you on where to respond and how to respond, and also to trust the flow that is upon us.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. And you know, Sri, I'm hearing clearly one more caller, then we need to do the cosmic attunement and really talk about that frequency for the energies of this week ahead. Remember, it's about receiving so that you can see beyond that divine Leela, the co-creative dance. What's co-creating in your dance right now? Are you dancing with polarity? Are you dancing with anger? Are you dancing with joy? Are you dancing with illumination? Why not? Just for the heck of it, right? Have some fun, light some candles, put on some music, dance, have fun, celebrate that illumination is yours to claim in this moment. Let go of that which is seeking to make you feel less than joy-filled, and claim the mastery blessing of you right now. That's what the universe is saying you need to. You receive that, and then you get to see more. That is not tough duty. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really not, but it is a choice, is it not? And so, hey, Sri, where are we going? Pick a, you tell me, my love.
Well,
I have no idea. Neither one of us can see right now. So it's like, where are we going, Sri?
Well, looks like
Twin Cities,
Minnesota.
All right. Namaste, Twin Cities, Minnesota.
Hello.
Hi.
Tracy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I love you both. I listen all the time. I'm driving in my car back from Wisconsin, so I keep kind of losing you and dialing back in. I would love a mini soul I'm sorry, I'm so nervous. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Take a breath.
Okay,
here.
So first of all, sweetheart, just relax. Now, I'm going to, because you're driving, I'm inviting your masters to kind of offer you a protective cocoon of energy as I share this with you. But they're also saying that within that protective cocoon is an energy that will unravel for you later this afternoon when it is safer for you to be with it. And so here's what they want you to hear right now. They're saying that even when the road looks narrow, if you open up your eyes to that which is outside, the it's like the straight lines, it's like coloring outside the box, you discover how much more is available. And they're saying that you are literally right now on a journey that is taking you outside the box, and to not be afraid and to keep breathing. I'm watching that you often, like, your breath gets hung up, and that's stifling your truth. And it's also keeping your heart. It's like right here between your heart and your throat. Long, deep, nourishing breaths. Use the Om Aum free breath practice that's in our app. Use it every day. And give yourself the gift of recognizing that you're going to need to stay outside the lines, but you don't need to worry about it. It's not anything bad. In your case, it's exactly what you need. And so just thank you for reminding us all not to be afraid to be who we are, and know how much we love you, honey. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste, dear. Sweetheart. Namaste. Many Thank you. Many blessings. Whew, all right. Well, you know, before we go back to the phone tree, I really do want to offer this blessing
yes,
today.
Yes, please. Let's share this.
So we're going to ask you right now. This is for those of you that might not have experienced this before. This tuner is a very special tuner that Sri and I had made for us. It is poured liquid crystal. It's pure quartz crystal. And then you see the shape like a bell, and that's resonant with what we were very blessed to call forward when we were in Myanmar in the fields of temples and the bell-shaped ringing. And the shape of this tuner, you see how it's a little different than most tuners, and the way that it's done matches exactly the cosmic
prime
meridians. You'll see I'm holding it up now. And you see how also, if you're watching us when I'm holding it up, you see how it disappears, how it has the loop that fully encompasses the third eye, right? And it starts at these two points of the eyebrow. And then your cosmic prime meridians go straight up. And you see how the top of my tuner, they seem to be going up into the infinity. This is exactly how it is. And then this line that is the bell, you see what happens? It makes sure that my entire Merkaba of the head is being amplified through this energy. If you are not familiar with the Merkaba of the head or the Merkaba of the face, that is part of what we teach in the mantra, in the work of the Yoga Self-Ascension. And we are going to be putting out a video on this. So I want to offer this to you right now. Wow. And I just want to share with all of you guys that just holding this up and feeling your radiation back, I am getting, can you hold this one second, honey?
Yeah.
I am getting a massive headache. So you're and almost ready to vomit. Look, guys, right here. Okay. So you see these two points. Here's my, let me look straight into the camera. Here's the eyes right there. Put your hands, your fingers right here. And then you want to go straight up. That's your, that's that spot on you. In this moment, you are being invited to simply receive this tone right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and just breathe in. And if you don't want to receive the tone, turn down your radio till you see me put away the tuner. We have two microphones. I'm going to go between the two. But at the end, after you receive the tone, then I'm going to wash the tuner. And that's to start at these two points going straight up. Why are we doing this? Because to be free of fear comes from awakening your true DNA. Sitting in the presence of your divine mastery without doubt, recognizing you are the expanding lotus and that you are in a cycle of extraordinary and divine protection. And all you have to do is say yes, receive, and then you will see beyond. And you're all saying yes. We are all saying yes. The question is, what are we saying yes to? This is simply one experience. And receiving this or not doesn't do anything except hopefully clear some headaches and maybe help you feel a little freer out there. And again, if it's not for you, just, you know, turn down your radio till you see me put it away. So let's bring our hands to our heart. Take a breath. and breathe and relax. And hopefully you're feeling a little more supported in those upper chakras, your third eye's feeling a little less congested, and you're just feeling a little more love, because that's really what that is. And again, Sri and I are going to put out on a video how you can do that for yourself. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at this. Oh my goodness gracious. Lots of you here sharing how you are all moving through this energy right now. Wow, lots of energy going on as the video feed stutters. Wow. Yeah, sometimes Sri and I have blown up some really professional studios, I will tell you that. So thanks for the feedback. And thank you all for receiving, because remember, this weekend, this week ahead, and for those of you that have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, please remember on Sunday nights, that's when we upload your mastery, mentorship, and soulment for the week ahead, the weekly energy guidance that Sri and I provide. There's a lot more. Remember, Mercury goes into the retrograde position Thursday, October 31, and Sri and I will be live together on Soul Mirrors, because it's that important. That energy is so big, because that November experience, or excuse me, this October experience has brought us to a November choice, yeah. And it's going to be a kahuna.
And so one of the things, I'm smiling, I peeked over here to look at the YouTube chat, and once again,
I'll peek to this chat.
I offer a hug and a recognition. And, you know, a lot happens when we say yes. And as Gary wrote in the chat, can I have a hell yes?
You know? Hell yes, you can. You can. You absolutely can.
And it's important to, you know, the hell yes is saying I am committed. You know, I'm open. Let's go on. Let's get on with it. And sometimes frequency is just outside our perceptual capacity at a moment. That doesn't mean it's not affecting you. That doesn't mean it's not offering a blessing. It's important to trust that everything that is required for your spiritual journey will be provided.
Already is.
That which is required will show up.
Absolutely.
And in that trust, in that saying yes to the surrender to spirit, the abundance will continue to flow, amplify, and your recognition of it will grow. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. I love it.
Because then it becomes ever so much easier to live a life of gratitude
joy. It really does, Sri. And I'm up here at the call board going, oh my God, we have so many beautiful people here. And did you want to jump up to Canada?
Let's say hey to.
It looks like we're going to Vancouver. Hey, Vancouver. Namaste.
Hello. Amplify and your recognition.
Turn down your radio, honey.
That's pretty cool. I love it.
Okay. We turned you off because of the...
No, honey, you didn't turn them up.
I know that. There we go.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry. We don't want to go back 8 seconds.
Yeah, but you know what? I think this is a beautiful one from Sedona yesterday who we didn't get to hear. Let's see if we can hear them today.
We tried her earlier.
Yesterday. Hey, Sedona, namaste.
Hi, dear.
Hi. Or not. Okay.
All right.
Well, we
tried. People have a little challenge coordinating.
All right. Well, you know, this is not shocking me, especially since we just had the feedback in the chat that we had the video stutter because we just did that really big attunement. Yeah. So I want everyone just make sure, you know, as you move through this week, remember, it's time to let the fear go. Mm-hmm. It's time to really, you know, fear is only a co-created illusion. That means that it's somewhere along the line, we have stepped into the planetary thought body for a moment of interesting conversation, right? But that's all it is. You don't have to live there. And when we can let go of the fear, when we can say, you know what, it's not okay to be uncomfortable in my own skin. Yeah. It's not okay to let that small voice steal my dreams. In this moment of the full circle return, what is the wisdom? That's the whole purpose of October, is it not? To look at that 19-year cycle with the eyes of the illuminated wisdom that you have right now and the gift of the beginning and that energy of momentum, and to bring those two together in sincerity, love, and presence, That's a miracle moment, and that's the moment at hand.
And part of the miracle moment is the witnessing of that. I talked earlier a little bit about how the ego is this juvenile state of being, this juvenile psyche.
Two-year-old, I think you specifically said.
Well, yeah, some people are 6 years old. But
I think two works for a lot of them.
So that part of you that feels like maybe I don't deserve, or that it's okay to be a victim, or to feel less than, that is part and parcel of that the wounded child, and that's part of that ego state.
Yeah.
Now the key is to simply notice, oh, there it is.
Right, and then to notice the greater light.
Yeah.
Right, and you know, like I just popped over here real quick into the Oneness Talk Radio chat. I wanted to get in there one more time, and lots of people talking about. Here's one: amethyst light in the meridians, and that is absolutely one of the clearing processes that I'll be talking about in the video on how to do this. Another one saying, may the source be with you and you. Absolutely. And I have a birthday and there's a Miracle Circle gathering. That's right. That's right. It is this Saturday. So for those of you that have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, we meet with you live the first Saturday of every month. We do a huge Miracle Team celebration gathering, expanded information and sharing. So yeah, let's make sure you're there, and we celebrate your birthday this weekend. And so it is a moment of recognizing miracles, Sri.
Absolutely. And I want to say one more time that I've seen so many positive affirmations over at the YouTube chat.
We love you.
Love and trusting yourself, and OMG, let the fear go.
Let it go. And remember that evil is only a perception. And that if you allow your perception to be reality, then that's why evil exists. And to let go of the perception and to dive into the energy. And I want to put it up one more time, Sri. Open your mind. I am here. Expand your vision. I am ready. Ignite your heart. I am open. Heal the world. Guide me. Together we are better. And we are at a moment where we must hold hands, where we are saying, hey, let's do this. Because if not now, when? And if not you, who? Right?
Mm-hmm. And as we take a breath together as a beautiful community of love and light, right now in this moment, breathing in. And feel that energy of I am. And from that, I am here. I am open. I am ready. Guide me. And as we feel the energy of the I am, we know that all is truly well. Beloved ones, we look forward to being with you again next Thursday on Soul Mirrors. And until that time, have fun.
Dance! It is a Leela after all.
Namaste.
Happy Diwali. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.